Right into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Welcome to DWN Productions' Terrible Horror Crap Podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts, on this, but not last week, on the Horrorphilia Podcast Network and at BoyGob.com. Remember to go to BoyGob.com and subscribe to that feed so you never miss an episode,
never.
Even if I forget to send it off. Joe, week, yes, you like, no, maybe?
I don't know, it's kind of odd week. I guess it was okay. I mean, fuck, I can't even remember much of it now that I think about it.
Because of the coronavirus fever?
Yeah, coronavirus, we got that going, and, you know, it was DWN's birthday, so had to get drunk for that.
Anniversary,
which I did. Please. I did.
Nice.
It was quite a carnival.
Carnival.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and you know, you getting a leg up on the world?
You know, I had my leg propped up, but it really wasn't comfortable, so I'm gonna bear through it. If you remember the last couple weeks, you're talking a little bit, it's like, man, my leg's swollen and feels kind of fucked up. It looks like I got some kind of an inner leg infection. I forgot what the doctor called it. She had a very strong Polish accent. She kept saying, "You're lucky you are not babushka, otherwise you'd not be able to move and fix this." But yeah, I guess I got an infection in my leg from standing on it for way too long all the time. So that can happen.
That's like some old man shit, man. I'm afraid, like, when I get your age, I'm going to start falling apart like that, too.
You might.
Yeah.
So it's better now that you go to the doctor and you tell us all about the fingers and the anals.
Yeah, so I can tell him, "Hey, doctor, I stand up a lot. Is this going to make my leg all swollen and I can't fucking stand?"
No, I mean, I was able to stand. It was, like, really swollen. When I went and she looked, she said, "Okay, if it gets any worse than this, you might have to go to the emergency room." I was like, shit, 2 weeks ago, it was all fucked up, and I was thinking about going, but I didn't.
So what do they
took give me another that? 2 weeks. I think she said a sister or a cousin of penicillin. Just take a few of those pills for a week and you should be good to go. And yeah, it's already starting to clear up.
He's got the gout or something. I don't know. His leg was all swollen because he stands up a lot.
Yeah.
So the hard thing standing up.
So yeah, I got. It's
like
is.
A bank teller or
especially
something.
When you're just standing there painting.
Waitresses,
yeah, cashiers, you know, the people working the front lines.
They have the fancy mats.
That's true. They do. You need to get a fancy mat, dude, to stand on.
I got a fancy chair, but hey, I'll send you a picture when it comes in. We'll all have a good laugh.
Oh shit, that's funny.
Don't only royals get gout?
Yeah.
Like a king's?
Are you a royalty?
No, gout is from you're getting piss crystals in your fucking bones. This is not the gout. This is some kind of infection. They said, oh, we don't know how it happens, but it does.
So, not this week, is it's a gout. Just give it a few weeks, huh?
No, that's from eating, like, a lot of processed meat and shit. I think it's some kind of acid. It's pretty much
like derpy mites and bone. Shit like that.
Oh, my God. I was thinking more of Jewish food. But that's just because yeah, that's I recently shit. Seen that episode of King of the Hill where Bobby goes to the New York deli and eats all the Jewish people food and gets the gout.
Does he become Jewish?
Oy vey, does he?
All right, well, that's a good lead-in because we're heading into Yom Kippur for all our... Oh, it started already, I'm told. The chosen that listen to the show, happy
the
Yom Kippur.
The chosen people.
Right.
Yom Kippur, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that's good stuff. I'll take some of the Yom Kippur, please.
That's capers.
As an appetizer? Oh, capers.
Fat man, the caped caper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, so I watched another 2 1/3 seasons of King of the Hill. Still going pretty strong.
You're on what season now? 8?
8, that's right.
Alright, good guess.
I think it was at season 7. For some reason, Olive Films started putting these out instead of just Fox directly. Which, that's kind of a weird choice, but I'm glad they did. Because when Fox
Tom,
was putting them out...
Who gives a Fox?
Hey, Joe. All right, what'd you watch?
I watched, let's see, In the Shadow of the Moon. This is about a serial killer that keeps coming back to plague this guy every 9 years. And this serial killer's, this girl's the same age every 9 years. Turns out she's coming back from the future every 9 years. Yeah, the serial killers, time travel, conundrum, paradox, mystery. It was okay. It was okay. Better than I'm selling it. I'm not selling it, I guess. But fuck it, it's on Netflix. You know, why don't you watch it and make up your own mind, you goddamn listeners, expecting us to watch all this shit for you?
It's more about giving them ideas and steering them in the right directions.
You might want to steer yourself towards In the Shadow of the Moon. It's pretty good. You know, it's all right. But then again, I guess I haven't watched a lot of good shit to where I'm just settling for some of this stuff. Eh, it's not bad. You know? I'm having a whole lot of that. Eh, it's not bad attitude right now.
So it feels good, man?
Feels good.
That's good, because I watched Feels Good Man, documentary on PayPay and Dank Memes.
Okay, this one, it has a frog on the poster, right? Riding a tricycle?
PayPay, or Pee-Pee,
mm-hmm.
Or Peppy. How would you say it? You're of that descent.
Pepe.
Oh, okay, like there was 3 P's in the front?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. So this was about a bunch of people who live in San Francisco. And, he made some comic book or zine about a group of dirty friends. There's a big hairy guy, some other guy I forgot, and a frog named Pepe. I guess somehow... well, it says it in the thing. I don't know. It's just, and when you get down to it, it's a political documentary. Like, I thought it was going to be this funny documentary about how this guy's fucking little drawings he did turned into, like, a sign of white supremacy or whatever, but it was just politically charged, and I don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck about political charged stuff?
Like, it was, they just said, oh, it's all just coming from a place of hate. And it's an excuse for them to say that it's just funny. Well, what if people are just out there just thinking it's funny?
Yeah.
Because it's so ridiculous. But no, it just turned into a whole political thing, and I stopped giving a fuck. And, like, there's nobody in this documentary I'd want to hang out with. It's everyone on fucking all sides is just, ugh. I paid to rent this. Ugh. Why can't we just have fun with PayPay memes?
Fucking PayPay.
So, I mean, it's kind of a funny story. This guy's creation was taken over by the internet and it's just meant to be like a sign of just awful tongue-in-cheek shit, but I don't know. There's like a whole...
The internet does you know? Fuck it. You put it out there. It belongs to the internet now.
Pretty much. They go into this, like, whole subculture of basement dwellers. And, like, actual basement dwellers, like the stereotypical people you would think. And they're, like, taking credit for fucking memeing Trump into the White House and shit. I don't know, man. It's just, at the end of the day, it's a fucking political documentary, and I would have liked some silly fucking shit about PayPay. Yeah. But that's just me. It's not going to be on the worst movies of the, I don't know, since we're doing 10 this year. If it wasn't fucking slanted either way, I'm not saying which way it was slanted either way, but... could have had fun with it. Could have had San Francisco.
Basement dwellers.
Yep. So what'd you watch, Joe?
I watched Vice, the biopic on Dick Cheney.
Richard.
Now, this reminded me a lot of an Oliver Stone movie, but it was good. Yeah, it's just going through the history of Dick Cheney and, like, his rise to power. It's a lot of it's speculative because it's like he was actually the guy running the country and he was the one responsible for a lot of the shit that happened at after 9/11. You remember that thing, 9/11?
What? No, I forgot.
9/11. That's when all the supervillains came out amid the debris and everything.
The Slurpee mugs.
Yes. Oh, shit, those are good. I'd go for one of those right now.
Keep that fever down. Or
Sam Rockwell plays George W., and he does a fucking great job. He's really, really funny in it. I guess George W. is just kind of a funny guy. You know, he's just kind of goofy dude. Became president because his daddy was a big CIA guy. Good flick. I recommend it.
Is this the Adam McKay joint?
Is that... I don't know. I don't know who that name is.
You watched it.
Yeah, but I don't remember who fucking directed it. Adam McKay, sure. Yeah, it was him.
All right.
What else did he do?
Step Brothers.
Step Brothers. Really?
Yep.
Wow. That's quite a leap. Vice. What'd you watch, Tom?
I watched Hide and Creep.
Hide and
Creep? This was a movie. No, Hide and Creep.
Oh. Like HYDE?
Mm-mm.
No?
Like I'll skin your hide?
Oh. And then creep fuck around? It.
No. This is a Southern zombie movie made for no money by a couple friends.
Oh, yeah. Good job, guys.
This was...
is people whose movies I'll probably, I don't know, watch when he has shit fest.
No, this was probably put out about 15 years ago. This was one that I rented from the old Hollywood Video and then bought when they went out of business. This was put out by the Asylum, and this was before they just started doing like rip-off of other people's movies and just hack shit that they put out now. This was when they were a distribution company. You know, they were slowly going into that. They were still making that, but at the time they were putting out other people's movies too. This isn't bad. The effects and the makeup or the zombies are pretty terrible. And that's not really the point of this movie, I guess. It's a decent watch. I don't know. It's good. I don't know why I like it. I rewatched this because I rewatched Night of the Creeps, or not Night of the Creeps, Night of the Demons, the remake, and I was holding on to that one for a couple of years on Halloween, not on Halloween, but around Halloween. So I go, oh, I'm going to watch this. I remember this taking place on Halloween and liking it. Man, I watched that. That was some chode ass shit. I know that's a fucking like old school thing to say, but if you know what a chode is, that's like a very specific fucking thing that's hard to describe. It's like back in the day when people would use the F word. That didn't mean you were a homosexual. That meant you were a fucking F word.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with chode. It's just, you know what it is when you hear it. In Night of the Demons, the remake, that was some fucking chode ass trying too hard shit, my friend. That is in the for sale box. Hiding Creep is not, but oh, Night of the Demons is.
I've seen maybe 15 minutes of that one.
That was trying way too hard.
Yeah, I don't remember if I just got, like, pulled away from the movie or I turned it off because it sucked. I don't remember.
Who does this? This has Shannon Elizabeth and Edward Furlong in it.
Can't go wrong with Edward Furlong, I guess.
Well, you can, because his acting was fucked.
Yeah, he's not very good.
Holy shit. And that's the kid who was Terminator?
Yeah, that was okay. Him. Maybe he was the crow one time? I don't know.
In what? Crow?
Maybe. I may be wrong.
K-R-U-L-L?
No, Crow.
Oh, the TV series.
Yeah.
How was it?
I don't remember that one either. So, he's a very forgettable movie person.
Yep. Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. We'll miss you, bud. Henry Fonda, we hardly knew ye. Hiding Creep, check it out. It would help if you're a Kevin Smith fan, because it feels like they're trying to rip his shit off with one of the characters. And for some of the movie, it comes off as like Clerks with zombies. And it's just a low-budget Southern zombie movie. If you're into low-budget stuff, this is a good one to watch to see what you can do with no money and not good effects or makeup. I don't know why I like it.
By Southern, you mean there's like a bunch of rebel flags all over the place?
Surprisingly, no, because it was made in Alabama.
Oh, wow.
But I mean, they're all fucking talking like this there, Hosey. So you got to deal with that kind of shit is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Here's an Alabama zombie movie with no good makeup. We just got the white face and the purple eyes, you see. No squibs or nothing. You know, we just get shot and just roll over and such. We try from Alabama's. So yeah, if you can get past that, I mean,
Well, where it's can you watch this piece of fried zombie?
I don't know. I have the DVD. I can mail it to you as Spider-Man if you want to give it a shot.
I'll give it a shot.
All right, I just got to remember to... I'll send it to you when I send out the mummy mask to you.
Okay, you're sending those to me?
No, but I have one for you.
Okay.
You're welcome. That would be where the thank you would come in.
Thank you. I mean...
No problem.
You've got a 3X coming to you, too.
I can't wait.
You can put it in the drawer.
Nice. The memory box.
There you go. The time capsule.
Every rose has its thorns. Hey, I watched Bubba Hotep.
I watched Bubba Hotep.
Did you watch it recently?
I watched it last night.
Oh, shit, because I saw it a few years ago and then a few years before that. But, I mean, I've seen it a few times, probably like five or so.
Yeah, it still holds up. It's still a fun flick. Lisa had never seen it, and she was laughing. She enjoyed it. It's still good, man. It's like another one of these movies that, hey, they didn't put a whole lot of cash into that. I think they probably paid more for Bruce Campbell and Ozzie Davis than they did anything else. Yeah, I still dig it, man. It's Southern, you know? It's a Southern mummy movie, you know? Nacogdoches is where most of Joe Landale stuff takes place, so it's got that going for it. Yeah. Reggie Bannister is in it, too, one of Coscarelli's favorite thespians. Yeah. It's a Bubba Hotep.
He put his lips on my arsehole.
Yeah. I'm not a big Bruce Campbell fan like a lot of people are. I think, you know, his Ash gimmick or whatever the fuck has served him well for his career, but he's really good in this. His Elvis is pretty fun. And
you know what? Remember when I was talking about, like, it'd be hard to explain Chode?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
There you go. Yeah, that's an apt description there. But as good as he is, I think Ozzie Davis is even better. Ozzie Davis is just fucking...
Oh, why? Because he's an actual good actor and not just some camp... I was going to say campy homo, but you can't say that about people.
Maybe when this movie came out...
Allegedly. He's not gay. I don't think so. It's just something funny to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not funny to say. You can't just go saying that like it's funny. The not fuck is day wrong day. With you? Sorry, sometimes I forget what year it is, and sorry. Thought it was 1975.
Yeah.
And I mean, me saying Ozzie Davis is a great actor right there just proves how great of a person I am, even with that slip up. So we'll, there.
We'll get to Bubba Hotep a little more later in the show as well.
Hey, is that why you watched it?
No. We were going to watch The Mummy, the Brandon Fraser classic with Finland, but he went and stayed at a buddy's house.
So, I ain't watching this HMO shit.
I'm going to find a friend and go stay over there.
We're going to do HMO stuff. Probably not. You can't say that.
So we watched Bubba Hotep instead.
How was it?
It was good.
It still hold up?
It's a classic. It stands the test of time.
Remember when they said they were going to make Bubba Nosferatu?
Yes, I remember when they said that.
Still waiting on that heifer, Julio.
Yeah, people, I don't know when this came out, but people are still talking about it. Yeah, but next year, nobody will be talking about Ouija Mummy or whatever came out just a few days ago.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm not going to watch ever.
Ouija Mummy?
Yep.
Mummies are hot this year.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just probably a little dildo movie that was made in a fucking weekend, just trying to cash. Like, I hate that shit.
Trying to cash in on the mummy bundle, I know.
No, it's just like, if you're going to make a shitty, low-budget movie, then, you know, make it. Don't just slapdash something together in a fucking weekend. I don't know, man. That just seems like the new thing in indie horror now is just to slapdash some fucking little gimmick together, shoot it in a weekend, and say, here you go, I'm going to charge $10 for this. Or it's probably more.
The stylist.
They probably charge $20. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's probably a great film that's lit well and beautifully shot. Who am I?
There's a lot of passion behind it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I've never, but I doubt it.
Kind of like this anthology I watched called XX.
Which did mean
kiss, kiss? Is that what that means? Or the O's kisses? I don't know. No. But this is an anthology film.
Familia.
And its gimmick is all of them were directed by women's. So
fucking direct them to the kitchen, am I right?
You might assume, just based on that this fucking anthology sucks.
And you'd be right.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It's pretty fucking bad. The first story adapts a Jack Ketchum story, which, hey, you can't go wrong with that. Jack Ketchum's a great writer. Nah, not in the hands of somebody that doesn't know how to pace a story or build suspense or anything. It sucks. The second story is about some lady that her husband's dead and it's her daughter's birthday, so she just kind of like props him up.
And that's the very white one where like everything you're looking at is just white, 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 right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
And people keep coming over and she has to move the body and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was an awful fucking movie.
I don't even remember the last story.
Fuck anthologies. Hey, see October 6th.
God, this was, had I not known better, I'd have thought we were sent this to review for Bloody Bits. But, yeah, it reminded me a lot of our Bloody Bits review stuff.
Remember when we used to do those? When we had a network?
Yeah, I do. R.I.P.
So remember, head on over to boygob.com. Make sure you get those episodes. Jason said we had hundreds of listeners. We got 10 listens on the last episode.
It's pretty good.
It's not. That was our lowest listen to one, because I think it had that shirtless guy as the picture. I think that was the problem.
That's a lesson for you. No more shirtless guys on the picture.
Less, Joe! Gotta have a picture of a chode on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if there's a Pepe Bruce Campbell meme.
Crying frog.
Well, you know.
Did you watch anything else?
Mm-mm.
I watched Addams Family from 2019, 2020. I don't remember when this came out or if it came.
The animated movie?
Yes.
That was last year on Halloween season.
Okay, it's different.
I heard very average and for children.
Yeah, I mean, if you're introducing your kids to the horror type stuff like Addams Family, I guess you can start with this. But why not just start with the show? Like, it tries to meld elements from the TV show and from the movies, but draws these people in the style that Charles Addams did in the New Yorker, I think, where his one panel strips would come out. Has a lot of references to horror movies, like a lot of little wink, wink, you know, hey, you see what we did there type things. It's just about a lady that has a home renovation show, and she's trying to to renovate or destroy the Addams family home so they can conform with everybody else. And it's about finding your own identity, Tom. Finding out who you really are.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
What else is a fucking Addams family thing going to be about nowadays?
Right. Yeah, I guess it's all right.
Hey, if you like paint-by-numbers coloring books, Addams Family's for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just heard too much whatever about it to even give a fuck.
Yeah, like I said, if you got some toddlers running around, they might like it.
Well, we all know you do, you fucking creep.
That's not nice.
Hey, it's not, Joe. Hey! Joe! Leave them kids alone.
Remember you know who else was it nice? Kraven the Hunter.
Alright, we got another fucking Kraven the Hunter story. You know what that is? Oh, I want to hunt Spider-Man. So we get that for the whole issue. Betty Brant comes back. I thought we were done with that fucking bitch last issue. Guess not.
She has a nightmare scene where, oh shit, she's dreaming that Peter Parker is Spider-Man's. That's fucking weird.
I'm so ready for Steve Ditko to just move on with life.
Couple more issues.
Great next issue. We got Molten Man. He's back for some fucking reason.
You got Kraven, like you said, he's just, you know, bitching and moaning. I gotta hunt down Spider-Man's. Oh, here's what
you know
I'll
why
do.
He's called Kraven, right?
Because he's a coward?
He's Kraven that dick.
Oh, that's even
worse.
She's
a word you can't say anymore.
That's real cowardly. So he impersonates Spider-Man to draw him out and attacks J. Jonah Jerklin to draw him out. And he does.
Of course he does. Because he's a predatory gay.
Yeah. Peter Parker finally notices, hey, this Gwen Stacy chick's pretty attractive. But he'd already snubbed everybody, so he's like a pariah in school. They're like, fuck you, buddy. You can't be our friend now. Fuck you. And you know who's telling him fuck you the most? Harry Osborn. That's right. The Green Goblin's baby boy. Telling him fuck you. And then Spider-Man's and Kraven fight, and Spider-Man just, like, punches him until he wins. But he did get a good dose of that jungle dust that Kraven uses.
Oh, the African wins.
Fucking jungle dust.
He's getting all fucked up on cocaine. They just couldn't say that shit because of the comics code.
Yep.
Fucking pricks. You know who loved jungle dust?
Who's that?
Stan Lee.
Yeah, allegedly. I think so. I'm pretty sure. Anybody that had a mustache like that, they fucking did a lot of coke. The cover is kind of strange, kind of, I think we can still say homoerotic. I think that's still in the common vernacular. Spider-Man looks like he's putting on some weight. You know, he's looking kind of chubby on that cover. And it looks like fucking Kraven, who's about to pounce literally on his ass, looks like he has a chubby. I think he's erect in this cover. It's kind of odd shit. It's not very good. But we're almost done with Ditko.
So is Marvel. Until fucking the 90s when he creates Speedball. Remember that hit character?
Yep, I sure do.
Yeah, I didn't know he created Speedball till recently. And then I was just like, oh, that's why they were putting that fucker's face everywhere. He sucked, but his face was fucking everywhere. Man.
He was part of the New Warriors.
Yeah.
With your boy Night Thrasher.
What happened, Fabian? What happened?
And this is ends as a...
Junior! We'll get to that, hopefully not. Hey, speaking of Spider-Man's.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Creature Countdown Halloween! This is the last of our creature features. And yeah, this one, like most of the rest of them, is just a whole lot of, yeah, whatever. It's a Spider-Man origin story, but kind of like with a horror slant.
And John Cho with an almost offensive Asian accent, because we all know now that he talks nothing like that.
Yeah, it's like, I wonder if he decided to do that, or if the director went up to him, hey, can you kind of just gook it up a little for us, John?
Because at that time he wasn't a known actor and just right. Doing what he could. Oh, maybe I have to talk like this to get the job. No, I would assume that the director said, hey, you know, so we want this guy to be a real Asian nerd. You get it? Oh, I see, Charlie. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, this shit was borderline offensive and very noticeable. Even if you've just seen Harold and Kumar, you'll take you back like, wait a goddamn minute. He doesn't talk like that. What the fuck's going on here?
Yeah. And I don't know. Not to throw another, like, hey, this isn't right kind of thing out here. Like, I shouldn't be saying this, but I've never been to China or Japan or wherever, but I've never known an Asian guy to own a comic store.
It's
usually just a bunch of fat white dudes.
I mean, I've known a dude who worked in one, and I'm sure Jim Lee has stake somewhere in a comic shop or two.
You think so? I don't know. I think
and his little buddy, Pablo Chronicles, or whoever the fuck the dude was that always tagged along and inked for him. You know who I'm talking about, right? His buddy. Yeah, there you go. Old pistachio nuts.
Shit, what's the name? The Avenging Arachnid, or what's the name of the superhero? I was trying to figure out who did the art on those comic panels.
No one with any talent.
I guess not, but it's like that art kind of looked familiar. But, they never gave that person credit in any of the thing. You've got a cameo, but it's not a cameo because this guy wasn't shit at the time by something Pasquale, the guy that was in Game of Thrones, then Narcos, and now he's the Boba Fett in the TV show and on Disney. He plays Goth Guy, and he's the one that what's the name? The main character's name?
I don't know. Was he one of the dildo bullies who was way too old to be a fucking bully?
Yeah, one of the dildo boys. No, now he's the one that's beating on his wife in the store, and then this guy goes in.
Oh, they were role-playing rough sex in a place of business.
Right, and he throws him across
He throws him, and then he's automatically dead on the floor. Mm-hmm. He gets tossed in the most comfortable rack of chips you've ever seen, and then he's dead.
Yeah, so this spider fluid venom stuff that he injected himself with gives him heightened abilities, and he can shoot webs out of his chest.
And he looks cool when he does it.
Yeah, and he's got a cute little beagle.
What was his name? Bagel?
Yeah. His name was Thor. Yeah, and there's a lot of nods to Marvel shit in this.
Well, Thor's public domain, so yeah. They were able to get away with that one.
And I guess, again, this is another movie that, like, it's all right.
You know? I didn't hate it as much as I did when I first saw it so many years ago. Dan Aykroyd's in it. He's known to been in a lot of fucking garbage, so it wasn't really surprising that he was in this, but he was all right in it.
Teresa Russell's in it.
Who is that?
She plays Dan Aykroyd's whore of a wife.
Oh, that slag.
Yep, that cheating bitch.
But bootleg Denise Richards was pretty. I thought that was Denise Richards for a while.
She wasn't. Very pretty, and I looked up her, and she's been working on a soap opera for like the past.
What'd you look her off for? See something. If she's sucking wieners on the internet?
Yeah.
Of course. Why else would I?
I mean, she's no Julie K. Smith, but, you know, she's pretty.
She's classier.
Yeah, she is. She is.
She was a nice woman and didn't expose herself in this movie.
Too bad.
But boy, did I scour the internet looking for anything.
So, like I've done with all the rest, I watched the original Earth vs. the Spider. And this is a giant spider movie. It's just spider
they
came out
show
of
some
space.
Of it in the movie.
Yeah, they do. It's just a big spider walking around. That's it. That's it. They electrocute it at the end to kill it. Somehow they got wires that shoot electricity, and it kills it like that. It's not very good. Not very good at all.
Well, Joe, from worst to first, what is your rank of the Stan Winston creature feature movies?
Shit, seeing that I has already forgotten most of them, and there's only five, I would say the worst is Teenage Caveman. And that's not just
you
the worst.
You own that one.
Not for long, I hope. It's just maybe one of the worst movies I've seen. It's fucking awful.
I mean, the whole point of these movies, trying to... Like, they all follow the formula. You're building up to see the creature. You're building up. That was by far the biggest letdown of a creature reveal, for sure.
And I'd say the next one, How to Build a Monster.
How to Make.
Yeah, How to Make a Monster. Shit, what else have we got? Okay,
Day the World Ended.
Day the World Ended. Fuck, I already forgot
that. Creature and Spider-Man's.
So I guess we'd say Day the World Ended is the third. She-Creature is the second best. And then this one would have been the best. The amazing Arachnid Avenger versus Earth.
You think you have any interest in going back and watching any of these ever?
No, I think I'm good. I think I got these out of my system.
The worst for me, by far, is She-Creature. Fuck that one. Then, Teenage Caveman. Then How to Make a Monster. Then Spider-Man's. Then the Day the World Ended.
You know, we just watched... When did we watch Day the World Ended? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we watched She-Creature last week.
What the fuck was it about?
Yeah, you didn't finish it.
Okay.
It was about the little kid who thought he was an alien, but he was just really some kind of psychic making shit come to life.
Oh, yeah. That sucked. Yeah, that's the Nastasia Kinski one. That's right.
So you got any final thoughts on these?
I don't know. If you're just like a toy person, get the toys. This last one, Earth versus Spider, that's a pretty cool looking figure.
But, you know, they showed the figure at the end of the movie for this one.
It was
like
a commercial.
That's what it ended on.
Yeah.
And it looked way better. That was like a specially made one. Because okay. I looked at it, I was like, wait a minute. And then I went back and looked at the figure. I was like, oh, you. I
so
see what you did.
Like that?
Oh, no. It's okay. Like a real economically available version of that.
Well, then forget what I said.
Like, they're fine for what they are at the time. But it's really toned down and kinda looks like the character, doesn't kinda.
Toys.
I'll say they're not as bad as I remember. I remember these just being the most fucking awful, awful things ever. And I gotta say, only fucking, for me, at least, She Creature, unfucking watchable, but I fucking hate period pieces. And then, Teenage Caveman, that's real fucking bad. Even if you like goofy sex movies, that's a piece of shit. But I would say if you're a horror fan and you're interested, watch the other three, like, in a night with some beer and pizza. But as for watching them by yourself, and I don't know. But hey, there's been people replying to posts that I made saying this. They were like, oh yeah, I love these movies. So fuck, to each their own, I guess.
No, I don't think they've watched them since they came out.
It is what it is, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next up on this, whatever we're doing, dumpster dive of series or whatever?
Guess you had said we were going to do the Underworld.
Oh, so I didn't say that, you motherfucker. Don't make me come over there.
Diving into vampirism and lycanthropy.
So I'm keeping a list of series and stuff that we're talking about. So, oh, maybe we should do that. So I write a list down, or I type a list down into my phone. And I said, hey, Joe, here's the list. You let me know what you want to do. And you said, you know, I'd like to do Underworld, so maybe I can find out why I bought this dolly I have.
I did say that. But then saw that mummy set for cheap. You know what? Mummies are hot this year.
So let me ask you this, Joe. Mm-hmm. I also bought that mummy set because, like Underworld, I like that first mummy movie. So, do you want to take a break and we'll do the Mummy trilogy next week and then go to Underworld? Or do you want to start Underworld and we'll just watch the Mummy movies whenever we watch them?
I think we can do all three Mummy movies by next week.
And then we'll skip. We'll do that next week and then after that, the Underworld movies.
There you go.
Okay, do you need the Underworld movies? Because I have them all but that stupid, shitty fucking period piece one.
I believe they're all on Netflix. I mean, I'll double check, good, but I know at least the first three are. But yeah, I'll check that out.
If not, hopefully I have the DVDs and we can just do that screen shit or whatever.
All right.
We'll figure it out, so. You know, I'm not dreading these next ones we're doing like I was the last one, so that's good, I guess. But that period medieval times fucking Underworld movie, boy, do I hate it.
Well, just wait till we get to the Scorpion King movie.
Well, I think, let me check and see if I did write that on the list, because I'm pretty sure I did. But I remember going to the theater and seeing, oh shit, you know what that sound was?
The sound of
that was somebody getting a t-shirt order in right at the last minute.
Oh.
So when I fucking take, when I'm done with this, I'm shutting down the website for a month.
Yeah.
I know I've been saying I'm going to do that for a while, but I think it's time after this weekend and everything. Oh, we're series reviews. Here we go. Scorpion King movies are on the list, Joe. So there you go. And I'll get you the money either tonight or tomorrow with the number and all the images and whatever.
Okay.
List, talking about the list. You like lists? We got a list. I've been trying to sneeze for like 20 fucking minutes, man. Give me a second.
Okay.
No, fuck it. Guys, listen to this. Mm-hmm. fuck it. Joe, what's the list?
We are doing, as you suggested, movies that had toys or a toy line with them or something like that.
Movies with action figure tie-ins.
Dollies. Movies with dollies. And this was a bit harder than I thought it'd be because I just didn't want to just rattle off any fucking movie. I wanted to rattle some off that had toys that came out like close to when the movie came out, not like hey, let's make some shit that that'll cater to people's nostalgia or whatever. You know, cash grabs and shit. I wanted the true cash grabs. They wanted to grab that cash when the movie came out. And also
80s and 90s animation.
Yeah. I also wanted to make it of movies that I actually enjoy. So with that in mind, my honorable mentions. I've got Rambo, First Blood Part 2. Had some action figures that came out for that. Not very good looking ones, though. I have Machete. They only made Machete, so he's only honorable mention. He didn't make the list. He had the one figure. That's it. McFarland of Toys.
NECA.
Was it NECA? Uh-huh. Jurassic Park. Like the movie, those toys are just fucking stupid.
I had a few of them.
Small Soldiers.
Like
the movie,
too.
It had some toys, but I never had an interest in getting any of them.
They're kind of expensive now.
Bubba Hotep. Had the one figure, part of the Movie Maniacs line from McFarland Toys.
NECA.
NECA. And those are my honorable mentions.
That might have been Movie Maniacs. I can't remember.
I think
NECA
was
making their packages. So, no. The Movie Maniacs, the McFarland ones, were on cards. The NECA ones were like clamshells. So,
okay.
Bubba Hotep was NECA.
So, who did the Tooth Fairy one?
Pretty sure that was the tail end of McFarlane Movie Maniacs, because that was like with the two different Blair Witches that you never saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was McFarlane.
Yeah, because that figure was much better than anything in the movie.
Did it make your list?
No, it did not.
All right, my honorable mentions, I got Men in Black. I found out about those figures when Al Simmons tried to abduct me as a child at a Comic-Con. Then I have Spider-Man, Enter the Spider-Verse. Then I have Freddy vs. Jason. And then I have John Carpenter's The Thing. And then I have Creature from the Black Lagoon.
That had figures?
Because it was a bunch of figures.
When the movie came out?
No, it didn't have to be when the movie came out.
Alright. That's right, I just self-imposed myself with some rules.
Yeah, I tried to do... Hey, let's do a little different. No, it's going to be the same old movies I always pick. Fuck that one up. Try better next time, guys. Number 10.
Mystery Men. I forgot that they put figures out for this movie. I like the movie. The figures aren't bad. If you're into buying stupid figures.
My number 10 is Creepshow. The figures aren't great. They're those little, like, 3.75 Kenner, like, Star Wars-y figures. I bought Lori the Nate one, but I just really don't care for that style. Even though I have a couple Creature from the Black Lagoons ones like that, it's mostly just for the card art.
Yeah, so you're doing, like, these retroactive figures that have come out.
I did any movie that had a figure.
Okay. All right.
Number 9.
Mars Attacks. Yeah, these figures are pretty cool. I like them. I never got any of them. I wasn't really buying figures at the time. I liked the movie, and I liked the whole story and the card set, and even some of the comics they did. So, yeah, if I ever find them cheap or can steal them from somewhere, I'll get them.
Yeah, I would assume that those figures go for a little bit.
Yeah, I guess so. And there wasn't too big a line with that thing either.
Yeah, because the movie fucking tanked. I hated that fucking thing when it first came out. I saw it in the theater with my dad. It wasn't until years and years later. I was like, oh, it was okay. I won't watch it again. But just like Earth versus the Spider. Number 9, I have Phantasm. Boy, does that figure suck, but I have it. Oh, it finally happened. Number 8.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Anybody that's listened to this show and our list knows this movie ranks high on my liked movies, but the figures are not that good, and that's why it's just at number 8. But I don't know, where else are you going to get a Khan figure? Khan!
Sideshow, not Sideshow, Storm Collectibles have Shale Khan figures. Oh, this is a sniffly episode. So, hey, my number 8, the figures suck too, and they just recently put them out. They're those NECA figures that are actually like dollies with the cloth clothing and resemble Barbie dolls. Not a fan of those, but I am a fan of Halloween 3.
Yeah, those look all right.
Number 7.
Predator. When the movie came out, they put out some toys, and they kept on putting out toys, and they've never stopped putting out toys for this movie.
Yeah, that's like all NECA does now, is put out like 7 different Predator figures a month.
Yeah, and I've got friends that buy all of them that are all about those fucking Predator figures, and they all look the same to me. No, but this one has, you know, some purple mixed in with his camouflage shit. This one's clear. All right.
They look good, though.
Oh, I mean, yeah, if you're into Predator, I guess, you know. And
it's like, definitely worse figures you could collect, Marvel Legends.
And I do dig, I mean, the Predator movies. I just, you know, it's just that they, to me, they look too much alike.
Make that money.
Yeah, and they never made the Danny Glover figure for part 2.
It's coming.
I'm sure.
When Shout Factory releases their 4K, it'll come with a little Barbie.
It'll come with a Ruben Blades figure.
So number 7 is Dog Soldiers. Soda Toys put out a Dog Soldiers figure. I forget what the line was called, but it also had Toxic Avenger and Killer Clowns from Outer Space in the line. I think it was a 1 series and done. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Number 6.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Hoping to capitalize on the success that they had with Star Wars, Kenner made a line of action figures for this other Harrison Ford blockbuster film. And Indiana Jones, he had whip action. You could pull his hand back and it would snap forward so he could, like, snap that whip, you know? And they had
Spank Bear Bottoms
and all kinds of shit and Nazi figures that you could buy. Oh, I don't know. It was cool. And I'm sure these figures are worth a lot if you have them carded, as they say. M-O-C? Mint on card? Yeah.
You got it. Or M-I-B.
Yeah.
Minimal. Men in Black. Yep. What are we on? Number six?
Six.
I have Day of the Dead. I'm pretty sure NECA put out a Bub figure.
Yeah. And a Hare Krishna.
That's Dawn of the Dead.
Oh yeah, Dawn of the Dead did that one.
Number five.
Alien. The first Alien movie came out. They had this fucking giant, like 18-inch, maybe bigger, giant alien figure that was
also from Kenner.
Yeah, the thing was fucking badass. It's still badass, and again, highly collectible. They've done many reproductions of it, but it was odd because that movie, it was a fucking rated R movie. You know, it wasn't like supposed to be like, hey, let's make kids' toys out of this shit. But there was a Saturday morning commercial with the, you know, kids playing with the alien, and well, fuck it, I saw it in the theaters, and I wasn't old enough, but whatever. Cool figure.
We talked about recently, I never fucking liked aliens. I don't care for aliens, but as a kid, I had a couple aliens figures. Don't know why, I guess, because I thought they looked cool at the time. And being older now. No, it was like, it was weird. It was like aliens mixed with animals.
Bulldog alien?
Bulldog alien, yep. I had that one. It was like, one was a bull, I think I had. It was mixed with a bull, and I think the other one was a gorilla.
Yeah, you're right.
It was like blue, and I think it squirted shit out of its mouth. And like a squishy rubber head.
With the little spider you put in his back.
Oh, living poor slime. Oh, shitty figures. Number five.
That was my number five.
Oh, fuck.
It's your number
the
five.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Part two.
So is it just Leatherface that they make, or do they make any of the other family figures?
They had a Chop Top and a Nubbins one. They didn't have a Drayton one, which is fucking weird.
Give it time.
I'd like a Drayton figure that isn't like one of those closed Barbie ones. Number four.
Watchmen.
Aw, shit. Who watches the Watchmen, right?
I do.
Aw, shit. You gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
When the movie came out, they put out a line of figures that looked a lot like the movie versions. And, shit, they were good-looking figures. I wasn't buying any of them. And then later on, they did comic book version figures. But I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, these movie figures look pretty good. I can't tell you who made them or anything.
When my number four, I've had since they released it. And for the past few years, I've been debating if I should open it up and put it on a shelf. I haven't yet. It's still sitting in a box in a closet, not being able to be enjoyed either way. But that's okay. Maybe one day before I die, I'll bring it out and look at it again. And that is how you say machete.
A lot of points of articulation on that one.
I don't think there is.
Probably not.
I think NECA, what they do is like aesthetic, how the figure looks over articulation. So yeah. They'll like put their money into making it look good with the sculpture and the paint.
They're more about collectability than actually people or kids playing
and posing. Yeah. But hey, Joe. I got a signed Danny Trejo cookbook coming in the mail. So we're gonna talk about that, and I'll be cooking up a couple recipes, and we'll see how that goes.
You're gonna have to go to Fiesta to find those ingredients.
No, fuck that. I'm going to go to El Mercado.
There you go. Even better.
Uh-huh. I ain't fucking around when it comes to celebrity novelty cookbooks. Number three.
Lord of the Rings. Ugh. From the 1978 animated Ralph Bakshi film.
Bakshi.
Yeah. They made a series, maybe like five figures from this movie. Shit, was it Mego that did it? Maybe. But they were cool looking. They were good looking figures, and there wasn't a whole lot of Lord of the Rings shit out then like there is now. I mean, fucking, you can't go anywhere without tripping over all that bullshit. Mego. So I looked it up, too, because, you know, I'm a big fan of the film Logan's Run. I thought, was there toys for that? I think there was. But, no, all they did was make prototypes for those toys. They were never released. So.
Oh, you're telling me children weren't going to buy a Logan's Run figure?
They were, because shortly after the film's success, there was a television series.
Oh, an animated?
Nope.
Oh.
This was prime time, baby.
Yeah, that's not for the kids.
Prime time, just like Planet of the Apes television series.
I remember that one. No, I don't. I have dementia.
Number three.
Shit, let's see. One, two, three. I have about six figures from this series. And the, I think it's 17 inches. One is out of the box and on display on my desk. And that is Sin City.
I've got two of those figures.
Should you ogle them or oogle them?
I have them out of their packaging. So I have Marv with all his shit, you know, the head and the saw and guns and all that. Then I have Marv in the electric chair.
Well, that's not from the movie. That's from the comic book.
Okay, so I have the comic book-based movies then that have nothing to do with the movie, I suppose.
The one that you have...
McFarlane Toys, I believe.
Both of them?
I don't know.
Does it have, like, a brick background with his shadow on it?
Yes.
Yeah, those are McFarlane's. Those are not from the movie.
Okay. I don't have any of them from the movie. You have, like, six. You have an Elijah Wood figure.
No, I have his head, though, because it was accessory with one of the six Marv figures I have.
Did they make a Carla Gugino figure?
No, because children wouldn't buy a naked lady figure.
What's wrong with these kids?
A bunch of F words. Sexy little F words kissing all up on each other.
Cuties.
Little oranges. Number two.
Hellboy. Yeah, these figures look badass. These looked really good. And they made one that was like 16, 18 inches with Hellboy, and he has that fucking corpse that he's dragging around. That one looks amazing. Yeah, I guess they even made figures on the second movie too, right? The Golden Compass or whatever.
That's right. They had that little polar bear figure with the hat. That was nice, pulling the wagon.
Yep. Yeah, and plus, you know, double benefit is I like the Hellboy movie. Don't have any of these figures. I don't, but...
They are expensive. Yeah. They definitely raised in value since they were first released.
You have any of those? You have an Abe Sapien?
I do not. I have a Selma Blair figure, though. I just hold it up and whack off.
I can see that.
Oh, look at that hair sculpture. Oh.
I'm burning too, baby.
But that's just because I stuck my dick in a pig.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say I porked a pig. Get it?
This leg isn't the only thing that's swollen.
That's how it happened. I fell off the pig. Standing for too long. What are you, retarded? I fucked a pig. Sorry, what are you, R-word? My bad. Number two, I have the heartwarming, charming classic, Paddington. There was one Paddington figure, and it's on my shelf.
Did they make a, I forgot that bitch's name anyway. An Aussie?
Sally Brown.
Yeah, did they make a Sally Brown? She's English. What about the man with the yellow hat that always takes Paddington everywhere?
That's Curious Georgium.
Oh, okay.
He likes peaches.
Oh, peach sounds good right now.
The lady's bending over. By Curious George. That's not the only thing he did with that man's hat. He cleaned it for him. Because there was a lot of cum on it after he got done. Oh, Curious George's, buy Curious George's dry cleaners. We'll get cum out of anything. And we'll use a straw if it's in those deep down places.
That service would probably make a lot of money. Number one, Planet of the Apes. Again, Mego figures. And they had all these fucking machine guns and like canteens and knives. And it's like, man, these were some fucking violent toys for the time. But you needed all those weapons if you were going to capture the white man and throw him in cages.
What better thing is there to do with them?
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, these figures are fucking badass. The movie's badass. Mego, you guys did a good job with your, except for on your figures that had hair, like Conan, just looks like a fucking ghetto Barbie.
Well, my number one had some pretty bad looking figures. The rapist figure, it looked okay. But the other two, especially the cherry figure, was horrible. I got sold these within the last year, and I just got them because I'm a big fan of the movie. Bought them at the time, but these are some ugly, ugly looking fucking figures. And at my number one, I have the Mexican classic, Planet Terror.
I don't remember any of these figures.
Say that again?
I said, I don't remember any of these figures. I'm going to look this shit up real quick, see what they look like.
Look up Planet Terror Cherry figure, and it's the ugliest man of a figure you've ever seen. This is definitely before they had the 3D face scanning technology and all that is... Is it an awful, awful figure?
This is a machine gun leg chick?
Yep.
Yeah, that doesn't look good.
Even the paint looks like all blurry and shit on the face.
Well, the packaging on this shit is pretty bland, too.
Yeah, it's not a good... They're not good all around. Then you got the rapist, an old fucking whore bitch. Old Lesbro or whatever her name was.
Let's see some of these other figures.
There's only two other ones.
Fucking Quentin. Is that Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah, it looks. That one looks okay. He's the rapist, but.
Yeah, it looks kind of like him.
It has a giant head.
The blonde chick from the poster. Yeah, these don't look good.
No, they don't. But the machete one does. I think they put all the money into making that one good.
If you're a Quentin Tarantino fan, I guess that kind of looks... Yeah, that looks like him. Yeah.
And he's such a minor character. The only reason they made that is because it was Quentin Tarantino and it would sell.
Yeah, he was hot at the time, like mummies are this year.
Mm. So, Joe, next week.
Next week, we'll be covering movies in which an actor plays more than one role.
Can't wait to talk about Multiplicity.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have Master of Disguise?
Well, no, he's the same role in that one. He's just in disguise. You know, he's not like Double Impact, where Van Damme is playing two vastly different characters.
I understand now.
All right.
I think we're going to have very similar lists, because how many could there possibly be?
Probably a lot more than we think.
Let's hope so. All right. With that being said, hey, everybody. Hey, all four of you who probably have never bought anything or anything before. Thanks for 15 years, whatever the fuck that matters. Maybe there'll be 15 more. I don't know. Got to start saving for retirement and a funeral sometime. Joe?
Boy, God. No, wait a minute.
FastCustomShirts.com. Yeah. DWNProductions.net. Now, Joe.
Boy, God.
It's disgusting when I transform into something beyond frightening to the naked eye. Watch if you try transpose, set my skin and expose the true nature of the pain and the creature that's enclosed. Don't call me arachnophobic, call me I thrown in a couple of arms, still I maintain. In my brain, you're already caught up in my webbing, and your body is prepared for the bloodletting. I connect when you stick to this. You can't escape the bite of the eight-legged invisible. So fuck you, punk bitches. I got a new witness, and then the seven thumbs onto my chest makes me the sickest. I'm a predator, not like you've ever seen in your life. More arms, more cutting and choking, it feels right. More hands reaching around the